It is an image that is frozen in time. Frozen is an appropriate word for this winter scene. Yes, it is a moment in a frame, but it's so full of life. There are skaters and singers and children with sleds. Folks are celebrating their families, their friends, and when you get right down to it, they are sharing the spirit of community and the ties that bind. And yes, it is a painting, but it is filled with sound, too. There are carolers and kids laughing and spinning whoosh on skates on the ice, and the bonfire is crackling and spreading its light. In fact, at this dark time of year, the scene is filled with light. The gas lamps are lit, and a big full moon brings a glow to all that's below and the snow. The snow reflects the sky's illumination, and even so, all is bright as the carol goes because of an inner glow from the hearts of Holly's young and not so young, captured lovingly by artist Juan Espino. And clearly, they are inviting us in. That's why the painting is perfect. A perfect image for the annual holiday celebration hosted by Holly PA. It's Winterfest, December 13th, 14th, and 15th. We really can enter the painting's frame in the here and now, with a blazing bonfire in Bingham Park and a visit with Santa in the old-fashioned bandstand that we see in the painting. Holly Winterfest is presented by the Downtown Holly Partnership, and Kate Hayes chairs the festivities designed to delight us in so many ways. Sights, smells, tastes, and oh, those sounds. Not just the crackling bonfire, but caroling and jazz and holiday harp. Kate Hayes paid a visit to the VIA studios to talk with us about Winterfest in Holly.
This will be our 21st year of putting on this marvelous tradition for our tiny town. And it has taken not only those 20 years leading up to it, but the entire year, this past year, of brainstorming and collaborating, working with volunteers and small businesses to come up with just the right amount of events. So we're thrilled with the roster that we have this year.
And the mix of events celebrates the young and the young at heart. It's clear. You capture the wonderfully current things, but you also take us back in time.
Well, thank you for noticing. And I'll tell you, it's one reason why I am involved with this project, and I'm happy to do so and volunteer my time, is because there's something for every generation. And what I also love is many of our activities are free or very low cost. There really is something for everyone, and we take that very seriously. Our churches open their doors, they have concerts, they have handbell choirs, they have crafternoon activities, there's cocoa and cookies from one end of the sidewalk to the next. Of course, we have our horse and wagon ride and horse and carriage rides. And we are really rooted in that small town, tiny town, good hometown values. And I think what gets us there is because we have so many participating from our community. This is an event that's put together by a vast amount of volunteers from small businesses and individuals such as myself who just live there as a second homeowner on the lake.
One of the things that is distinct is the fact that Holly has a long-standing history that you can celebrate through, for example, the architecture. And that's one of the events people look forward to, the tour of the homes in the area that are set up for holiday celebrations.
Absolutely. The holiday house tour has been going on for over a decade. And what we've really tried to do is take people to different areas of our region. It isn't just the few blocks that make up downtown Holly. It really is those areas that extend beyond that call Holly their hometown. So we're really trying to introduce our nearby neighbors as well as faraway visitors to what makes up our town spirit. And so we've tried to show them the history of the area, what built our area in the 1800s, and who's living there now, and more about their lifestyle. So this year, we're focusing on the lake life. We're going to be focusing in on Holiday House Tour of Lakeville, which will be right up 590. We have some beautiful homes on Lake Wallenpaupack, as well as some historical buildings that date back to the early 1800s.
That's just what we want at holiday time, I think. We really do want that now and then feel.
That's right, Erica. I mean, every town has a history, and you can't appreciate the here and now and the today without taking a good solid look back and saying, how did they get there? And who built this town? And why? And what's the history? And what do we need to do to focus on what makes our town unique from any other town? And we hope to do that with Holly Winterfest.
Last year, I learned about a popular event celebrating the area, but also with the tour of the places in the region that are craft beer sites and makers.
Well, absolutely. Again, Erica, there's something for every generation and something for every single taste. So those of us who love Cookie and Cocoa will not be without, but we do. We do have some amazing establishments in our area who do make the IPAs, the craft beers, and it certainly makes it a destination. So we have pulled together a wonderful tradition of the beer tour. And this year we have 12 establishments that will be participating over the 3 days. And our guests are welcome to get to 6 of those and get their cards punched, and if they do so, they'll get a commemorative Winterfest glass at the end of the 3-day event. So a little nice takeaway to remember the time together.
And one of the foundational institutions in Holly is the library. The library is always so active in so many ways.
They absolutely are. You know, I think for many towns, the town library really is the hub of the community, and that certainly is true of our Holly Library. And they will be open for those 3 days. There is a full roster of events that they will be having, with author book signings, with crafts for the children, with music, and oh my stars, please don't forget the homemade soup sale. The soups are made by the board of directors and their family members, and they stand behind their crock pots of soup with their holiday aprons on, with smiles on their face. Each soup is labeled, and a cup of soup that which you can enjoy right there in the library or take home if you prefer.
And when we're talking about arts, we know that music has been at the heart of so many of the Winterfest events in the past. What's on offer in 2019?
Well, thank you for asking. This year, the Holly Winterfest Committee is very pleased and proud to announce that world-renowned artist Erin Hill will be coming to our town with her quartet to play her very special Christmas harp performance. Such a talent, and so grounded in these same roots and values that are very important to us and everything that we're trying to illustrate with our 3-day event in Holly. And I think that Erin is going to deliver a quality performance. It'll be something for everyone, and we really do look forward to Holly Winterfest and welcoming everyone. I hope there's a little bit of gentle snowfall, not too much, but just a little bit to set the mood. And really, a heart is our library, and everybody should take a look at our ice sculpture with our logo that will be in front of the Holly Library. It's a great place to start, a great place for your photo op, and just begin your day. We do have a wonderful website, very simple, hollywinterfest.com.
Kate Hayes, chair of Holly Winterfest 2019, taking place December 13th, 14th, and 15th. And as she suggested, we should go to the website hollywinterfest.com. And Holly is spelled H-A-W-L-E-Y, hollywinterfest.com. Kate stayed on in the studio as we placed a call to the musical guest of honor.
She is Erin Hill, a world-renowned harpist and singer, and she, as Kate told us, will perform with her quartet in a very special Christmas harp concert. Her professional credits include playing on Broadway, in film, on television. She's an actor as well and a writer. She's performed at Carnegie Hall, the Royal Albert Hall. She's been a solo musician touring the world, and yet she's joined with Cyndi Lauper, Kanye West, Enya, Josh Groban, Sinead O'Connor, and so many others. She has albums including Harp Town, Girl Inventor, and Christmas Harp. Kate Hayes and I stayed at our microphones, and we all talked together with Erin Hill about her musical life.
My grandma Cummins played piano, and she played piano by ear and could play all sorts of things. So from the time before I could walk, I would sit in her lap at the piano and then just, you know, fiddle around with her. And then eventually I got lessons, I think when I was about 4 or 5. But, you know, I was already playing my own things. There's a picture of me, this little Schroeder piano, 6 months old, playing and looking at the camera, singing and playing. I don't know what, but we don't know what it sounded like, but there's a photo. So I started with piano lessons first, and I always recommend that to little Erins because it's a great instrument. You get the whole idea of music from the piano, and then I think it's easier to start other instruments after that.
Grandma was playing what, though?
Everything. You name it. You know, of course, we always love Christmas carols, so lots of Christmas carols, lots of hymns. My papa, Cummins, was the Southern Baptist minister, and so there's always a whole lot of hymns. You know, Grandma loved all of the Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald and those kind of songs, too, so... And being from Louisville, of course, all the country music. So I had just a huge mix when I was little and growing up. And then, of course, everything from the Beatles and the, you know, on and all the pop music and, you know, Woody Guthrie, the classical thing. You name it. It's just, it's the way I feel about food. I like every kind of food that was ever invented. And I feel the same way about music.
Erin, it's Kate. And how did you get from playing the piano to learning the harp?
Oh, well, I went to my piano teacher's house one day when I was 8 years old, and there was a harp in the living room. And it was magical. I fell in love instantly. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. And so I was just hooked from that moment on. But my mom always did tell me afterwards, she said, you know, if we hadn't happened to go there and see the harp at that point, she said, I was going to introduce you to the harp at some point because, you know, when you came out with red hair, we named you Erin Kathleen, and, you know, the harp is on the Irish flag, and it's just such an Irish instrument. She said, I knew I was going to introduce you to the harp at some point, so.
I love that story.
So what about the lore then? As a little one, did you love the fact that the harp was from Ireland and that there were fairies and all that lovely lore?
Of course. I'm a huge fairy fan. I collect flower fairies. The Mary Cicely Barker fairies from the 1920s. And I'm a huge science fiction fan. Oh, yes. And speaking of the concert, I'm going to include a couple of my sci-fi Christmas songs.
We say, what?
Yep, well, you might just have to hear them to understand, but yep. Mm-hmm. One is called The Real North Pole, which, and I'll give you a hint, The Real North Pole is on another planet. And another is called Silver Feet, about reindeer, and I won't give you any more hints, but they're pretty fun.
Now, our listeners need to know that there's some sort of a Star Trek connection in your life, yes?
Oh, well, I've been a Trekkie ever since I was little, and they were on in reruns, and my dad and I would watch I think it was the original series was on in reruns, and then Star Trek Next Generation. And, oh, I just fell in love, and I'm the biggest Trekkie. I do have one Star Trek song. We're not going to do that at the Christmas concert. That'll have to be at another one. But oh, and I'm also an actor, and I did an independent film that I was also a screenwriter on, and I made my character a sci-fi Trekkie harpist, right, what you know, right? I have a scene that it's actually up on YouTube called Star Trek Blind Date that is from the movie. And, yeah, it's for you fellow Trekkies out there, you'll love it. And apparently I think it's pretty fun, even if you don't know anything about Trek. But, yeah.
And also you're a Broadway gal.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the original Kate Mullins in Titanic on Broadway, and one of the original Broadway cast recording. And I was also in the Sam Mendes Cabaret with Alan Cumming and Natasha Richardson. And I'm on that original Broadway cast recording.
We often hear the idea of the healing harp. Is there something special about the harp sound that you particularly, well, reverberate with?
Well, I have heard that the harp is the, now, someone may correct me on this, but the harp is the only instrument that's been scientifically proven to actually be physically healing as well. I mean, all music is good for you, but the harp especially, that's why I think it's used a lot at hospitals and for healing purposes like that. But for me, it just, I play 16 different instruments, and nothing can compare to the harp. And also, the harp is like a whole orchestra in and of itself. There are very few instruments that are like that. I mean, the piano is like that. But the harp, there's just something about it. You know, when you experience it, I have a lot of people at concerts and gigs where they come up and they say, I've never seen a harp in person up close like this. Sometimes they see it in the back of an orchestra, and maybe you hear a little, oh, I think that was the harp. But, you know, hearing the harp front and center, it's really like nothing else.
Erin, we are looking forward to seeing you and your harp front and center. And can you tell me a little bit more about the quartet that you'll be traveling with?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of concerts with my band, and I love playing with my drummer, first of all. Sometimes I'll do a duo, just harp and drums. And I'm also bringing my pedal steel player, which pedal steel guitar is an instrument you usually hear about in country music. But it also, it's so versatile, and it sounds kind of like a string section in and of itself, and it can do so many different things. It's another one you kind of have to experience. And the pedal steel guitar is one, I think, the only other instrument. Well, organ, you have foot pedals, but it doesn't work quite the same way. The pedal steel guitar, you have pedals the same way you have with the harp that change the pitch of the strings. So it's also a very complicated instrument. And I do a lot of duo with the pedal steel guitar. I'm bringing my backup singer for some gorgeous harmonies, because if you've heard my Christmas harp album, on that album I'm harmonizing with myself, and in some of them I just, you know, keep adding the vocals on. I always love to do that. From the time I was little, I would just sing with anything. Make up harmonies. Add Beatles harmonies. Oh, they should have had a harmony there. But so I'm bringing my backup singer, and I'm also bringing my violinist, Susan Aquila, who is a great artist, you know, in her own right. And I love my band. I play with them all the time in New York and all over. And I'm so excited that we're coming to Holy Winterfest.
Well, thank you very much. I'm humming along already. I'm not sure of what your list of songs that you're playing, but I can imagine, and I know that we're in for a treat. And I imagine that at the Holy United Methodist Church, the acoustics will be quite rich.
I'll definitely be doing some for my Christmas harp album. I know I'll be doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Silent Night, What Child Is This, and probably White Christmas and fun songs like that. A good variety. And I'll probably throw in, well, I will definitely do a sci-fi Christmas song. I also love the Twilight Zone.
I've been just giddy with excitement ever since the spring when I first was introduced to Erin Hill and was fortunate enough to book her for Holly Winterfest 2019. And hearing your lilting voice once again, you absolutely sound like a Holly Winterfest princess. So I cannot wait to welcome you.
I love it. Do I get a crown?
Well, in your imagination and mine.
Erin, it couldn't be an event like Winterfest without music. And of course, we need music always, but especially now, don't we?
We especially need it, especially in this age of everyone's just staring at their phone and it's all just digital. Let's have some real old-fashioned human interaction experience with live music. It's the best.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be from now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Harpist Erin Hill speaking with us before her visit to northeastern Pennsylvania to take part in Holly Winterfest on Friday, December 13th at 8 p.m. at Holly United Methodist Church, 315 Church Street in Holly. Advance tickets are available at the Holly Public Library, the Settlers Inn, and online at hollywinterfest.com and at the door if the show is not sold out. Kate Hayes, chair of Winterfest 2019, paid a visit to the VIA studios to invite us to this year's festivities, December 13th, 14th, and 15th in and around Holly, Pennsylvania. For more information on the web, hollywinterfest.com, hollywinterfest.com.